G'day guys, welcome to this week's Weekly Developer Update. This is CW, and as you can see, I'm solo this week. Joe's just been a little bit tied up, so he's unavailable for recording this week, and hope to have him back next week. I'd just like to take this opportunity also to reiterate the fact that Eroi Wallet is sunsetting support for ERG. Many users have already made the switch to a different wallet, but if you haven't done so, you're still a user of Eroi, by all means jump onto the website, ergoplatform.org, and have and choose one of the wallets that is listed there under Get ERG. We have a number of amazing wallets from browser extensions, mobile wallets, full node wallets, multi-sig wallets, multi-asset wallets. By all means, jump on there and check them out. So without further ado, let's jump into this week's weekly developer update. So kicking things off, we have Green Hat and his team, and Soysa is continuing awesome work on the Ergo libwasm, so taking care of value constant and the conversion API at the following link. On Green Hat's progress, made import pull command, which is a command for importing updated pull config to avoid issue 207 that might lead to a lost reward token during the update process. You can see that on the pull 212. Added the node URL instead of the node IP and port, and cleaned up some network ops for code, for node, sorry. The work in progress is waiting on transaction confirmation from the Explorer API for commands. And next, the data point source redundancy. As you can see, it's issue 133. Just a reminder, they're also running the ERG Gold pool on testnet with 6 oracles. They have a few places left, and if you are considering joining, by all means, jump into Telegram link. Encourages everyone who's interested in running their own pool to start one and has documented the process to do so on the testnet. And you can see that on the following link on how to bootstrap the pool. The current progress towards the release is tracked on the roadmap, as always, on the following link. And scrolling down, we have an update from Lua Vatra. So sadly, not much from Padaya, from Louis this week. The front-end polishing still going on, but spent the week designing and building a token sale backend. And so the why, supporting possible INO functionality on ErgoPad in the future, allowing for alternative ways of raising funds for standalone projects or built into Padaya. Currently mostly centralized solution, but they're aiming to act as a trusted party. So the odds of different NFTs in a sale, etc., are as transparent as possible. The NFTs are locked in a sale wallet during the sale, so no funny things can happen to the selling party or by the selling party, sorry. And then also just a quick project that can help us and others who are struggling raising extra funds to get through the winter. So although it doesn't look like so winterish the last couple of days, obviously we've seen a little bit of movement on the market front. So then on his side, just wrapped up in the coming days and then 100% back to finishing off Padaya. So hopefully see that soon. And next we have Ilya from Spectrum. So on the Spectrum network side itself, just working on Spectrum network protocol specification. The SPF token, so there's final preparations for the IDO launch, and we've seen throughout the week, the last couple of days, there's actually been an announcement of the date for their IDO, which is the 16th of January at midnight, I believe. So if you want to check out any more information, they do have a couple of Medium articles floating about on their socials, but I encourage everyone to check that out. On the off-chain bot side, they're testing and polishing LM protocol on Ergo. And on the back end and front end, they're preparing the form for the IDO, testing yield farming, working on Cardano vesting contracts to lock tokens for all parties. They're testing the stable swap smart contracts for Ergo and updating protocol analytics service. And then on other, the extracted ErgoScript debugging framework, which you might have seen on Ilya's Twitter and posted throughout the social channels, he's extracted ErgoScript debugging framework into a separate library, and we'll publish it as soon as examples and documentation is ready. So I dare say that'll be a welcome addition to the developer tooling community, tooling kits for the developer community. There's a nice little sort of framework there. So next we have Captain Nemo has a couple of updates. And firstly, with Fleet SDK, fixed an out of order register input validation bug, and that was thanks to an Unreal's report. And then on SigmaFi, or contract interactions for Erg are done. The private beta test is running very smoothly, so reach out if you want to join and give it a try. And he's now working on token lending support. So after that, that'll be good to start a public beta test. Next, we have HQ and the ErgCube update. So introduced voting for the Ergo NFT Awards, and they're using that right now. If you want to check that out, by all means, head over to ergcube.com and check out various categories that have been put forward for Artists of the Year and Favorite Artwork, all kinds of different things. By all means, I encourage everyone to check that out. Finished native token dashboard UI, so missing volume charts and then waiting for QX's help. And polished calendar, which will show the upcoming and expired events with info. And on to ErgFlip, so just helped with some graphics and troubleshooting. Okay, so speaking of ErgFlip, we have a little bit of a rebranding from those guys. So they've rebranded to Grand Gambit. So as a few of us already know, they've rebranded it ErgFlip, and it's now Grand Gambit. I just launched it with some very cool tweet video. By all means, check it out if you haven't already done so. And the dev updates are basically the rebrand, a new UI, and which has been pushed, and also passed 5,000 transactions. And they did about 1.3K in a day. Pretty nice. So you can see that little video here. It's an amazing little showcase of what the platform is able to do. Encourage all sort of projects to sort of put this sort of content out. It shows users what they can do on their platform. Who knows? They might be able to do some freelance work for you. So reach out. Okay, so moving on, we have Morphix update. And then on the Sigma front, Sigma version 5.0.3 has been released. That's a significant release as it removes more than 15,000 lines of old Sigma V4X interpreter code, making the code base much more maintainable. The Dbox PR with Scala.js support has been merged, created some Sigma issues with bounties attached, so implementation of ERP5, for example. On the Ergo front, prepared Ergo PR with Sigma version 5.0.3. That's now merged to Ergo's 5.0.5, which has just been released in the last sort of 24 hours. Fixed some tests in the pool 1930, reviewed some PRs, so pool 1929 and 23. And next up, address comments in reviewed PRs. And following Morphic, we have Kushti. And on the protocol and node development front, he's read a paper using cut-through block chunk propagation and using fountain codes for encoding chunks. We'll check how that could be applicable to Ergo's design. And has a link there if you want to check that out. So there's a fix for invalidated transactions that have been staying in the mempool. So you can see that pool 1929, 5.0.5 candidate with PR 1923 also. There's testing of 5.0.5 still. Seems under conditions there could be transaction duplicates in the mempool, which have been staying there in the case of invalidity even. It's just checking now. So version 5.0.5 release postponed a bit. It's obviously fixed that up because it's been released. Made a pretty big refactoring and bootstrapping with the UTXO set snapshot PR. So that's pool 1444. So going to extract more code into the preliminary PR. So that's 1927. It's just been up for review and has reviewed PRs for Sigma and Scripto, etc. And then on to Dexy, he's moved contracts and test code for the Ergo JDE to the main repo. The link there is on GitHub, Kushtis, and repo Dexy Stable. Also made stubs for bank action tests. So LP actions have had about 50 tests already. Scala Hub and code for us. Let's discuss how to fill details on the on the updating of the white paper, and has just reconsidering the payout action. So started deployment instructions. So just a little bit of chat here, scrolling down. Update from Halley PDLL. So just on the city front, which was one of their Ergo hack proposals. So there's a new release of the miner for Node version 5. And then a new project here, so Sigma O. So it's an options emission contract. So call option is under testing and seems to work as expected. So just doing some testing of the limits. Has started to look at how to add the put version in the same contract. And the repositories is visible on the following link. Check that out if you want to have a look. It's great to see a number of DeFi options coming out. So there's, in this case, there is options. There's margins, there's uncollateralized lending, there's collateralized lending, numerous sort of products on the lending front coming out. The bonds, Sigma Fi side of things also. Little update here from Comet and Cotelia. So Comet now has three more lotteries. And he's looking at integrating ErgoPad soon, trademark. Jay the Ergod. We haven't seen an update from Night Owl for a little bit. So it's now back on track. The back end is now ready for beta, and they're now working on integrating the front end. And next week they'll provide a more in-depth update. So it's great to see you back, guys. Willie with the Aneta BTC update, so finalizing private testnet. There's testing transactions page, securing the back end, and is announcing a public testnet date later this week or early next week. Scrolling down, we have MGPy and Ergo Sapiens. So he's back into his own project. Just on the NFT side, wrote methods to encode and decode version 2 metadata using the app kit. That's only officially done in Sigma Rust. On the contract side, significantly improved the use of AVL trees by hashing all information. So that was previously was encoded and decoded data both off-chain and on-chain to do the verification. And thank you very much for putting that work in. And lastly, we have a non-real on the auction house. So more work on the activity page has been complete. Users can now create separate auctions for NFTs, for non-NFT, sorry. So for example, they can list each of their 10 similar tokens in a separate auction. They can also issue a certain quantity, not just one of an artwork using their UI. So this is useful for non-unique artworks. And revisit the artwork page, re-implemented the price charts to match the changes in their API, and extending the support for artworks to those with SVG data, so the blobs stored on chain, for example. All right, guys, thanks very much for tuning into this week's Weekly Developer Update. Once again, just myself here. And just in regards to the introduction, you can jump on and check out those wallets. There is an article coming out in regards to sort of how to set up a wallet using a seed phrase. For instance, you might only have your UROI wallet seed phrase. You can use that to restore your wallet on one of our many wallets we have available. So yeah, be mindful of that, and obviously be safe and secure when you're doing so. Don't store that seed phrase online. Thanks everyone for tuning in. It's been a pleasure bringing this weekly developer update, and we'll see you next week. Have a good one.